Dear viewers, today let's talk about the first caliph of Islam, the most elite after the prophets, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Dear viewers, the first caliph of the Muslims, the leader of the faithful, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, was named Abdullah. Abdullah was his name and his kunya was Abu Bakr. And he was famously known by the titles of Siddiq and Atiq. Siddiq, dear viewers, means very truthful, as he radiyallahu an always spoke the truth, which earned him this title. As for Atiq, dear viewers, Atiq means liberated, a title given because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gave him the glad tidings of being freed from hell. His father's name was Usman, commonly known as Abu Quhafa, and his mother's name was Ummul Khair Salma binte Sakhr. After six generations, dear viewers, the lineage of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anh connects with the lineage of the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anh was born in Makkah 2 years and a few months after the year of elephant, Amul Fil. When we talk about the distinct qualities and virtues, dear viewers, Allahu Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anh possessed many unique virtues that no other companion holds. After the prophets, he radiyallahu anh is the most virtuous among the mankind. He radiyallahu anh was the first man to believe in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Also, dear viewers, during the lifetime of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anh was honored with the position of leading the prayer. He was also the first one to compile the Quran. Another distinct feature that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anh has is that he radiyallahu anh himself was a companion. So were his parents, so were his sons, his daughters, and his grandsons and granddaughters. So 4 generations of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anh, they all were companions. An honor, a unique feature that is not shared by any other companion. Dear viewers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anh possessed such excellent qualities and an impeccable character that even before accepting Islam, he never bowed to a false god nor engaged in any immoral actions. Now, dear viewers, let's talk about a few sayings of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anh. The first caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anh, said, "Do not quarrel with your neighbors, for they will remain there, but those who witness your dispute will leave and spread various opinions about it." In another saying of a master, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anh said, "A prayer made by one brother for another purely for Allah's pleasure is accepted." Now, dear viewers, a time also came when this beacon of guidance of a master, the leader of the faithful, the first caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anh, departed from this mortal world. Dear viewers, he radiyallahu anh graced the position of caliph for 2 years and 3 months, passing away on Monday, late in the evening, 22nd of Jamadul Ukhra, 13 Hijri. His funeral prayer was led by the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an, and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an was laid to rest by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in the blessed chamber of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. May Allah Almighty shower His choicest of mercies and blessings upon our master, the first caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, and forgive us all without accountability for His sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.